All right, we're trying to get Cobra hooked up here.
Check, one, two. Check,
oh,
one,
yes,
two.
Here he is.
Are you here?
Cobra. Yeah, I'm here.
Do you see me?
You're 2 feet in front of me.
Can you find me?
You're 2 feet in front of me, and you're overmodulating.
We're live. We're live at the Tilted Kilt.
You're drunk.
I haven't had a beer until right now. Thank you.
Like I said, you're drunk.
Mm. That's tasty. All right, so we're here at the Tilted Kilt. It's Guy's Night Out.
And he has the wireless.
What time is it right now? Six?
6:01.
All right, get your asses out here to the Tilted Kilt and Grapevine so we can have some fun. Now, there are two young ladies sitting right here in front of our broadcast booth, and they're both wearing red, and one will not look at me, even though I'm hovering right above her head. Hi, ma'am. What's your name?
Lauren.
Lauren, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Now, what brings you out here tonight?
I came to meet my sister. She's a big fan.
So,
but Lauren doesn't
sister,
have any idea who any of us
a
are.
Sister.
Now, you don't have
my
any idea who we are?
I know because of her. 1310 the ticket.
Right. Do you know who that guy
Do
is
you
up
have
there?
A boyfriend?
Not the guy in the black T-shirt. The guy who looks like he's works at Books R Us.
You can ask her. She knows his name.
But you don't? What do you listen to generally on the radio?
Anything.
That's a terrible answer. It doesn't. It's not going to offend us what one way or the other. Do you have any particular station you listen to?
I listen to country, rap, everything.
Good Lord.
Country rap.
Yeah, country rap. That's Cowboy Troy. Now, are you currently married?
No.
Do you have a boyfriend?
I smell a divorce.
Divorce? No.
No?
No.
Boyfriend?
No.
So you're totally single in a room full of horny men.
Totally single.
When's the last boyfriend
the last
you had?
Time you got laid.
Say what?
How long ago was your last boyfriend?
Oh, a year ago.
And how'd that end?
Keep it up.
I broke up with him.
Did it end badly?
Not for me.
Let me ask you something. When you break up with a guy, what's the main reason? Like, what? He was disgusting. Was he just leave hair in the shower?
Penis.
He had bad odor in general.
All of the above.
So why did you go out with him in the first place?
He didn't start out that way.
They
he never like
knew.
Farted in front of you in the first place?
No, that's gross.
Did he ever do it later on in the relationship?
No.
Would you accept that as a common trend within a relationship if it so came to pass that you were with a guy like 10 years and one day he said, honey, here's what's going to happen, and he just let fly?
No, absolutely not.
Never?
Never! Go to the bathroom, nasty ass!
There's not one guy in here who's going to date you now.
You just need some attention.
Now, hang on. Let's talk to your sister here for a second. Hi, sis.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. So you're the listener?
I am.
How long you listen?
You were my whore.
About a year.
Oh, a year. You know who that guy is up there?
I do.
What's his name?
Mike.
Yes, Mike.
Mike.
Now, do you find Mike, even though he's got a really funny T-shirt on, do you find him to be sexually appealing?
I do.
You do? Do you like the older guy?
I do.
Queasy. Oh, wow. You're breathing heavy, too. Now, are you currently dating?
That's disgust.
I am not, no.
You're not?
Well, who's that?
That's my friend.
This big old beefcake, you're not dating him?
No, he has a girlfriend.
Uh-oh.
Where's she?
Yeah, where's the girlfriend?
Yeah, where's she at?
She's at home.
Oh, at home. How convenient. You're going out with a couple of sisters. She doesn't care about you going out with other girls?
You two are sisters?
She knows her friends.
You two are sisters?
Do
you ever hook up with
yes.
other guys or girls?
Yes, that's what they said right off the bat, that she's here with her sister. You need to pay attention over
that's
there.
That's the first thing we established.
I thought that's what they were.
No, hey, Mike, pay attention to this.
So your girlfriend is okay with you going out with two girls?
We've known each other a long time. She's not totally okay, but as long as I text her enough, she's all right.
Don't do that.
You
Don't.
Have done just about everything.
How long
have
you been dating her?
Over a year.
You need to run away from that right now.
Keep it up, Shuka.
Maybe.
Does she listen? Do you listen?
Maybe.
Yes.
Okay, well, that's hot. All right, well, I hope you guys make out tonight. How about that?
I don't think so.
I don't know. Where'd you guys meet? Like grade school?
College.
How old is she?
College. How old are you?
26.
She's for a living.
Perfect. What'd you say?
What's she do for a living?
You can ask her that.
What do you do for a living, madam?
I am a probation officer.
Oh, really?
Ooh. Would you like to be in a porno sometime?
So, as a probation officer, what's the worst case you've seen so far?
I am a probation officer for sex offenders, so...
Wow. Oh my God, I'm not sure I'm allowed to be like within 20 feet of you.
This is like SVU, isn't it?
There's lots of bad cases.
You ever have anybody cut out on you? Huh? Ever have anybody cut out on you? Just
all the time.
Leave?
Yeah.
And you can't find them?
Yeah.
What do you do then?
Call Dog the Bounty Hunter.
See ya.
So is it fun going to work? Do you like dealing with them?
Do you like your job?
I do like my job.
That wasn't the
you
question.
Like trying new
that
snacks?
Wasn't the question.
I'm sorry, what? New snack? New snacks?
You like buying new cars?
Yes, new snacks.
Like
do you like trying new snacks?
In automotive transportation.
Sure.
Now, when you go to work, did you train for this in college?
Yes.
What was your major?
Criminal justice.
Do you carry a gun?
What college?
North Texas.
Do you carry a weapon?
No.
Do you have to wear a uniform?
No.
Do you dress provocatively for the sex offenders?
Yes. No.
Now, are these really, like, are they sex offenders, like, all the way down to pedophile, all the way up to rapers?
Yes.
Rapers?
So these are rapers. These are hardened sex offenders, huh?
They are.
It starts out that way.
Well, I'm fascinated by your job. That sounds like a hoot.
Boy, I am too. I'm interested in you now. What's your name?
Rochelle.
Wow.
Yeah.
I would love to have the ability to make you sore.
If you would oblige him. I don't know if you've heard that from a sex offender before, but is that a pickup line you would
succumb to?
You would like to oblige?
I generally don't get hit on too much at work.
Okay.
What about a place you ever hook up with other guys or girls? You ever hang out at places like this?
No.
So we're the attraction for you here today, huh? The little ticket is?
All right, she just got a text from someone that says, you are on the effing radio.
That I am.
All right, Rochelle, thank you very much for your time and courage. And thank you, sister.
Fist or finger?
We'll have more of this.
So that's it?
Well, no.
All you're going to do?
Need a break.
Dude, the round tables are getting ready to start, and so we'll have more of this. I think
Gordon
promised to take it out next and to meet guys.
Take
he
it
wants
out.
To meet more guys, so we'll do that next.